views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Connected. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Julie Kroll today. Oh, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that you are here, too. Now, you can usually find me hosting Out of the Fog Radio every week, and I believe, as Dr. Julie does, that there is divine connection. There's a link, something that brings us all together. And when we intentionally become aware of that connection, when we create and deepen opportunities to explore it, everything changes. On today's show, you're going to meet Devra Jacobs. She has studied and worked with what she describes as dragon energy for the last 18 years. Devra says dragons are a major part of the spiritual world, but we've forgotten them or ignored them, passed it off just as folklore. She says dragons are strong and powerful and present in our lives if we're willing to tap into their energy. Now, Devra is also a very gifted intuitive reader, and she has generously offered to do on-air readings for listeners. Now, this is a treat because Devra reads over at ShirleyMacLaine.com. She is offering to do mini readings on the air today for callers, and you can join us on the air at 800-930-2819. That is 800-930-2819. Are you ready to meet Devra? Devra is a professional intuitive life coach, and she's been doing this work for more than 30 years. Devra has a special connection with Archangel Michael. She works with dragon energy, and in her direct down-to-earth readings with clients all over the world, she helps people get information to let them move forward in their lives. You can find out more about Devra and her work at readingsbydevra.com. Devra, welcome to All Things Connected.
Thank you. I like the name of this show.
Well,
it is.
It's true, isn't it? That
it is.
Everything from the small to the not so small, from the people who think no one can see them, that we are all connected.
Absolutely. Oh, Michael just showed up. That's nice. I wasn't sure he was going to make it.
So wait. Tell me about Michael.
Archangel Michael. As you know, I've been talking to him since I was 6 years old. Although he tells me he's been around since birth, didn't know he was an archangel or any of that until I was in my 20s. Just knew he was this interesting guy that was always right and always had something to say. So, but I don't control him in any way. I don't channel him. And so, I get really lucky when I'm doing a radio interview or reading and he shows up for it.
How do you communicate with Michael? How do you connect with him?
Okay, now I'm going to sound like I'm psychotic or something, or schizophrenic. But no, I hear him. I hear his voice in my head, and on many occasions, I actually see him.
Do you see him like you'd see me?
Of Scotland. And about dragons. And in one of the chapels, Michael showed up visually and actually spread his wings. And it was a white chapel with everything, and it was white granite. or white marble. And when he spread his wings, it was just like this amazing white light encompassed this whole little old chapel. And I mean, I just sat on the floor and cried. It was amazing. But I don't get to always see him.
Wow. Now, we already have a caller, somebody who'd like to connect with you. Are you comfortable jumping right into a really quick, like 3-minute reading with somebody who's calling in?
Oh, absolutely. Michael does what he calls speed reads. The only thing he ever asks is that somebody be very specific in their question and it not be like, when am I going to meet my soulmate, or, you know, what's my next job? But really specific in what they're asking. And then, yeah, sure.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we've got Noel from Maryland on the line. And Noel, are you with us?
Hi. Yes, it's Noel.
Noel,
hi, Noel.
I think
you hear me okay?
I think I decided you must be like Noel Coward. And so, pardon, I gave you the male. Noel, have you got a question for Deborah?
Yes, I do. I have a question. I have been doing living my purpose, but recently it seems like the whole universe has stopped my flow, and I'm kind of wondering what is next. Am I not on course, or, you know, I don't know if that's specific enough for you, but
oh no, that's good. Michael's off and running already. Basically what happens, and everybody can learn from this, because what happens no matter what track you're on is we hit what he calls etheric walls. And so most in human nature will sit and pound against this wall instead of simply turning right or left. So he said there is another aspect to what you're doing, that you simply make a right or left turn, and then you're guided into that aspect. But you're doing the right thing. There's just a shift in the aspect of how you're doing it or who you're doing it with. Sometimes it's not like what you're doing, but maybe where you're doing it at. You know, tell me, what do you do?
Well, my husband and I call ourselves light partners, and actually we just volunteer with Awakening. We've done a lot of conscious evolution tour.
Okay, so Michael says he can stop you there. The only reason that you're kind of running into this is because you're volunteering. If you don't do like for like, then the people that you're assisting are not going to take the takeaway. So you have to position yourself somehow to where you're either getting paid or you're getting trades for what it is you're doing.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people will complain that my readings are really expensive. But I will tell you, when you're paying $200 an hour, you're going to pay attention.
Right.
When I used to do them for free, you know, 35 years ago, it was like pulling somebody out of the ocean, shaking them off after they were drowning, and they'd wipe themselves off, turn around, and jump back in because they had no investment.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are making
Hello?
Hi, Noel. I've still got you. It sounds like Deborah has faded out there. Deborah, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear
Wonderful.
Me?
Wonderful. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and continue.
Okay.
You were saying that when people make an investment, that's when they value the guidance.
Absolutely. And with no investment, there's no like for like. So even if you're assisting a homeless person, you want, you have to make them have some investment in what you're giving them, whether you're giving them food, whether it's simply looking up and acknowledging you. There has to be an energy exchange or it becomes useless. And so you're
path. A love offering.
Huh?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like an offering?
Ask for a love offering. Yeah.
A love offering. I mean, Michael says you can call it whatever you want. Whatever makes your heart feel good about it. Understand that, and this is a lesson that Michael is trying to really push on the world, which I actually stole this, by the way, from Glennis McCants, the numerologist. If God didn't want us to have money, he wouldn't have put us on a planet that costs money.
Okay.
Wonderful. All right. We're heading into a break. Noelle, thank you so much for calling into the program.
Thank you so much.
Deborah, thank you for sharing your guidance with us. Noelle called 800-930-2819 to connect with Deborah. That's how you can find us here on the air. When we come back after this short break, I want to talk to Deborah about dragons, and we'll be taking your call. We'll be right back after this.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Welcome back to All Things Connected. I am Karen Hager, and I'm filling in for Dr. Julie today. My guest on today's show is Deborah Jacobs. She is a very talented intuitive life coach. She's taking your calls for on-air mini readings at 800-930-2819. That is 800-930-2819. And Deborah, before the break, when you were talking with Noelle, you were talking about a little bit about the value of being very specific with your intentions and about how the way that we value ourselves has a lot to do with the way that other people value us. Do you want to say more about that? That is an important message.
Well, I think, you know, Michael always kind of in a loving way says there was a Mother Teresa. We don't need to be another one. That job was already taken. And that, you know, there are things that we value, especially, I will tell you, the United States is really intense about this, I find, with my clients here, that if you go in and pay a certain amount of money for something, you tend to take better care of it. And Michael feels like, now, there's a lot of things that, you know, people charge ridiculous amounts of money for, But if you don't charge what your worth is, and you don't use some form of exchange, whether it's anything from a hug to $1 million, there is no investment. So the person that you're working with or assisting doesn't listen to you. They may hear you and then it fades away in a day. And, you know, so even when it comes to working with our children, when you're talking to them and trying to get them to learn a lesson, we always put things on it like, you know, I'll pay you for chores. And then suddenly they're learning how to sweep the floor because they have an investment. And it's not blackmail. It's just an investment. So when you're out doing good works, there has to be some sort of collateral coming back to you, whether it's an acknowledgement in material form or whatever it is you personally need to value your own self-worth.
Well, and just like I believe that healing is an agreement, right? I can't just reach out and go, heal, Deborah, heal, heal, right? You have to be open to that, right? And it works the same in an exchange, let's say, of intuitive energy, in an exchange in a relationship, in an exchange as we connect with our soul path. There has to be that mutual coming forward. I think sometimes as light workers, as people who are on a spiritual path, we feel like we have to jump in and just cram it down everybody's throat. And, of course, that doesn't work. It burns out the person who is trying so hard to do the good thing, and it doesn't help the people who need to be helped.
Well, and it also doesn't put, you know, we train people how to treat us, and we forget that. You know, when we're like 3 or 4 years old, we know how to train our parents that we are hungry or we're tired or whatever. But we forget that growing up, and we need to remember that. We teach people how to treat us. And we, you know, the golden rule, you always treat somebody the way you want to be treated. So it becomes a go-around and a forward-paying thing. If you're working with somebody, you're assisting them to heal. You're not healing them, right?
Right.
So if you're assisting them to heal themselves, you want them to be invested in the action of health and healing, or they're going to come back and say, well, I didn't get anything. Well, it means they're not invested in the process of healing.
Why do you think that the archangels or the angelic realm or spirit, why do they even bother with us? Why don't they just leave it to us to kind of flounder through and figure it out ourselves?
Well, Michael says he wants to answer that one. He says they basically do. That's why things only happen with clear intention. If you tell the universe, tell the angels, tell whatever you're using, that what your absolute clear intention is, then they know how to assist you to go get it. They don't run out there and say, okay, here's your new dress for the prom. But you may drive by a place that you didn't know existed that just opened. You know, so they will assist us, but their job isn't to, you know, make us dinner and clean our houses. It's our job to take care of ourselves. So when you don't have a clear intention, the angels, according to Michael anyway, they kind of sit back and go, okay, well, whenever you're ready, let us know.
Well, because time is different for them as well, and they can wait as long as it takes.
There is no time. According to Michael, that's a completely human made-up thing, and he hates time. He thinks it's absolutely ridiculous.
We need that chronological time because I think otherwise we'd go crazy. But I agree with you. It is an illusion. It's a convenience for us so that we all show up. Hey, the radio show is on at this time. Let's all tune in.
Right.
We all show up together. But it is an illusion in terms of the deeper workings of spirit, in terms of the flow of our lives, that beautiful arc of our soul.
And like he's saying, we pervert? Come on, Michael. Okay, well, that's the word he wants to use. Things. So we take time as being something that's convenient to make sure that our kids are at school at a certain time. We're there to pick them up at a certain time. We go to doctor's appointments for an organizational tool. And we make it about after a certain age, you're old. After a certain age, you're sick. Before a certain age, you're ignorant. And that's where they disagree with time.
Well, and that can create so much. I talk to people just in my practice who say, I thought that by this time in my life, I would be at X place. I thought that by the time I turned 30 or right. 40 or 50, that I would have achieved these 12 things. And it right. and we can use that sense of time to just ignite that shame or kind of looking down on ourselves. It's the right. exact opposite of what I feel like Michael is encouraging. Look up, have an intention, be clear.
Right, and it's inaccurate. He's like talking in my element, and I'm trying to filter him at the moment. It's an inaccuracy to think based on whose opinion should by 30 you have certain things, or by 40 achieve certain things, or by 50, you know, pay off your home. That's somebody along the way is making up rules that aren't true. And we've been going along following them. What's true is you can do anything at any time, at any age, not making any difference. He says with the exception of, like, growing new teeth. You only get to do that when you're young. Which I think is God's cruel joke to us old folks. But otherwise, time is irrelevant when it comes to, like, I went back to college when I was 45. I wasn't ready to go when I was 18. But I went back at 45 and was on honor rolls and got degrees and as a mental health counselor. You know, and people said, aren't you too old? Well, no, it's when I was ready.
When we are tapping into that dragon energy, is that a way of, that to me, dragons feel even more foreign to me than angels do, right? Like something completely outside ourselves. Is tapping into that energy kind of a tool to reorient ourselves, to refocus ourselves so that we can look more clearly at where we are?
Well, you were talking about angels being here for us. Dragons are not here for us at all. We can tap into their energy. Dragons were real on this planet. They were put here by God, goddess energy to do things for the planet, to take care of the planet. It wasn't till humans started killing them off, thinking they were evil, when they would burn down a crop, let's say, because the dragons knew it had boll weevils or something in it, and it was bad, so they'd burn down the field. But humans took it as they were evil and started killing them off. So Creator took them back out of physical form and put them back into etheric form so they could continue to do the work on the planet that they needed to do. And the dragon energy, why I use it, and I've used it for 18 years now in tapping into my dragon in dream work or meditation, is it's a much faster energy. So if you want real clarity on a question, I can get there faster with a dragon energy than I can, I know, Michael, with angels. Because angels function on a slightly slower vibration so we can have communication with them. Dragons don't care if we communicate with them. They're here for the planet. If you happen to tap into their energy and you manage to make friends with one in your meditation or dream work, they will always know the truth because dragons are multidimensional. They actually can see what Michael describes to me as 72 pleats of time that are all going on at the same time. So if you think of an eagle flying way up above a mountain, but he can see that little mouse running on the ground, that's kind of how dragons have the view of this planet. So if you have a question as far as where you're going, how you're going, what you want to achieve, they already know because they're so far ahead of us etherically. Everything happens in the etheric world, you know, before it happens in the physical world. They already know if that's a good idea or not.
Wow. Now, Deborah, we're heading right into that break, so I'm going to ask you, you hold your 72 pleats of time, young lady. Hold on to those. as we go into the break, you're listening to All Things Connected. I'm Karen Hager, sitting in for Dr. Julie Krull. We'll be right back with Deborah Jacobs after this.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back to All Things Connected. I am Karen Hager, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Julie. On today's show, we're talking with Deborah Jacobs. You can find out more about Deborah. You can even connect with her for a private intuitive session and get more information at readingsbydeborah.com. Now, if you'd like to join us on the air, you're welcome to do so. The number here is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Deborah is quick and to the point. You give her your specific question, she will give you a specific answer. That's how that works. Deborah, you were saying before we went to the break that that dragon energy, that dragons are around us in etheric form, and that they really help us cut to the chase, right? Help clear things up when we are confused. And I've noticed that, and maybe this is Mercury retrograde, maybe this is me who's confused. I'm having a heck of a time during this period of Mercury retrograde. Communications aren't clear. Things aren't working as they're supposed to work. And I'm wondering, can we use dragon energy to help clear that whole Mercury retrograde messed up thing?
Well, you can always hook into dragon energy. I advise people never try to do it in a waking state, but you just, in a meditation, or I do dream work because I don't like meditating, just visualize and ask your dragon to come and visit you and make sure it's like a big open field or a beach or someplace, because they are big creatures and they need the room. They're not going to show up in your bedroom. And then, you know, after a few times, you'll start visualizing your dragon and what color it is. And then you can, you'll find that when you wake up, you've got like tons of energy if you're working with your dragon. Because you are, your whole metabolism speeds up. When I started working with dragons, it was pretty funny because I lost like 18 pounds in about 25 days. And the doctor said that my thyroid had suddenly kicked in and started working. And once I got used to working with the dragons, it stopped and went hypothyroid again because I got used to that energy level. But it was pretty funny at first because my metabolism kicked up so high because at nighttime I was doing all this dragon work.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really interesting because, like I said, they really don't care much about us. You know, as far as they're concerned, you know, we're kind of messing up the planet, and they'd like to see us make the changes not to mess up the planet. They're so busy trying to clean the oceans and clean the air and, you know, keep us in orbit and all that. But it's, you know, Michael's saying that as far as the Mercury retrograde, dragon energy can help because, you know, if Mercury is going backwards and you're trying to go forward, the dragons can show you how you can actually reverse your energy. He's showing me, you know, those scenes in the playground where you push them around in a circle and then jump on?
Yes.
It's like when you're riding on one of those and you're going along just fine and Mercury goes retrograde and the thing stops and starts going the other way and you're still trying to push it the way it was going to begin with.
Yes, I've felt that awful sucking feeling of kind of being pushing against the flow.
So Michael says all you do is simply go, okay, Mercury's retrograde. Let me sit on this and let it spin whichever way it wants to go or stop if it wants to. And let me take this time to complete everything and tie up all the loose ends, because when Mercury goes retrograde, it actually slows things down. And the reason why people say you don't start new projects and things is because it's actually almost like, according to Michael, it's your resting time. It's, if you had a closet you were trying to clean out and just never got back to it, do it during retrograde. You know, if you have a lot of papers you haven't filed, like I do, there's a stack. You know, this is a good time for me to go through and file all those. Get yourself reorganized so when it comes out of retrograde and you can start pushing it around in the same direction again, you're ready to do that and you don't have a bunch of junk you're tripping over.
I'm hearing you touch on something that's been so helpful for me, which is that when you follow the energy where it leads, you have a much easier time than when you try to grab and manhandle the entire universe to make it go your way.
Michael says the job of God was already taken, and we need to remember that.
Darn it, I applied for that. And darn it.
Yeah, well, it was already taken. Sorry, honey, you don't get it. And you know, this is Mercury retrograde is when you can tell the difference between control freaks like me and ones that aren't. Because we're the ones, you know, trying to climb that proverbial wall, going, no, wait a minute, no, I can do this, no, we can get this done. And you have to stop and go, okay, let me just take a breath, realize the energies are not moving in that direction, and let me go clean my refrigerator. You know, do something else, take a right or left turn at the wall, quit bashing against it. And then it'll get back in, you know, it's right energy orbit, and Mercury retrograde, people are so afraid of it and hate it so much, and it's not a negative thing.
Do you feel like the way the world is going now, that if we were to just kind of sit back and let things take their course, that it might go in a not a great direction? If I sit and let this spin the way it's spinning, where's that line between sitting and letting it be and then also good people needing to take action to make change? Where's that sweet spot in the middle there?
Well, Michael says that, you know, when you don't just sit down and do nothing, you just find something else you can do. So, you know, if you're really upset about Ebola, and you know that there are some great natural pathic stuff, you know, and other alternatives that might help heal it, you know, while you're a Mercury and you're not, let's say, in my case, negotiating a contract for an author, I could go online and start investigating and sending suggestions and writing my congressman and senator saying, hey, there's other ways we can do this. It doesn't mean you become inactive. It just means you take a right or left at that wall and find something else. You know, whatever it is. I mean, the world, Michael says the world really isn't any more messed up than it was in the 16th century. It's just we have access to know everything that's messed up now with the internet and Twitter, and nothing happens that isn't known around the world in 30 seconds.
Huh. And there's that almost addictive draw, that pull, that feeling that we must know what's going on every second, whether that's checking our email every 5 seconds, not that I would know personally, of course, or switching on the news channel to see what new horror is happening in the world. We get sucked into that, that kind of that pull, and that's really damaging, I believe, for us energetically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. That's awful for us.
So Michael says, you know, if there's that much bad news going on, how much good news is going on that you're not hearing about that you could help share? I mean, if you're a Facebook junkie, like a lot of people I know, go on Facebook and look for the good news and start sharing it. There is equally people out there doing amazing, wonderful things as there are these crazy people out there doing horrific things. But we just don't know about it. It's not in the top of our consciousness. It isn't either politically beneficial to governments to spread the good news. They'd rather have people living in fear. But it's our choice if we want to, where we want to live. Do we want to live in fear, or do we want to live in creation?
And now we're back to all things are connected, because
absolutely,
when I live in fear, I generate more of that in my life. And when I try to come from that place of love, I generate more of that in my life.
And our history just keeps repeating itself, repeating itself, and repeating itself. We're, you know, it's almost like creators seeing how stupid we are and how long it's going to take us to get it. We're doing the same thing right now with Ebola that we did with AIDS. You know, that, of course it's scary. Of course it is scary. But what's the other side of that? You know, there are people dying and suffering, and can we do something about it? Absolutely. A lot of things that the governments aren't doing that are more practical, but there are other things. Instead of just being afraid, okay, I'm going to cancel my trip because I'm not going to travel because I might. You know, that's being controlled by fear, and that's not how we're supposed to live.
Well, and that energy of fear contracts us, pulls us up tight, makes us small, right? It makes everything kind of dwindle, and that energy of love is so beautifully expansive and powerful. You're listening to All Things Connected. I'm Karen Hager. I'm sitting in for Dr. Julie today. My guest is Devra Jacobs, and you can find out more about Devra and her work at readingsbydevra.com. When we come back after this short break, I'm going to talk to Devra a little bit about how you can choose an intuitive who's right for you, and let's get you some straight scoop on how you can go about getting intuitive guidance. We'll be right back after this.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to All Things Connected. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Julie. Today, Dr. Julie will be back with you next week for another great show. My guest on this show, which is also a great show, if I do say so myself, is intuitive life coach Devra Jacobs. And you can connect with Devra, find out more about her and her work at readingsbydevra.com. Devra, I heard you reading on the air for Noel at the top of the show, and I heard how quickly you got right in there and grabbed the heart of the matter, and bam, you were there. And I also work as a professional intuitive. I'm pretty get to it quickly, too, but different intuitives have different styles. When you have a question, when you want to connect with an intuitive, how in the world do you find somebody who's a good fit for you, who's not a scam artist, and who's going to really have a true connection?
Well, that's the thing. I usually get all kinds of weird emails after I make these comments. But I will tell you, do not base it on somebody being famous or expensive or really cheap. What you want to do is find somebody who, one, you can find references on, very, very important, and you check them out. If it's somebody doing readings at a local shop, try and talk to the shop owner, find out if they have any references. Go to somebody's website if you find them online. Find out if what people are saying about them. I know you book my readings through Shirley MacLaine's website, the actress. And I'm actually the only psychic on her website right now. But if you look at it, there are all kinds of references for me. And so I always tell people, make sure if somebody doesn't have any references, it doesn't mean they're not any good, but it is a factor that you want to consider. Also, I think the most important thing is I always call my people that book readings with me first. If there isn't an energy resonance between us, I'm going to give an inaccurate reading. So I will cancel if I feel that, or if they don't resonate with me, and simply refund their money.
This is a loaded question because I know the answer. Shouldn't a psychic be right 100% of the time?
Oh, no, never, never, Karen. We are humans. You know, it's funny because I get it doubled up because people will say, well, you work with Archangel Michael. Isn't he always right? Well, yeah. Every time Michael has said anything to me, it's been right. It may not, however, work in their timeline. And so, you know, 6 months later, it hasn't happened. They get upset. They don't call me again. 5 years later, I'll get an email. Oh, my God, it happened exactly as Michael said. So, I mean, but I'm human. I mean, I could have an off day. I could be recovering from the flu. I could simply just not be connected. And I always, when I'm doing a reading, private reading with somebody, if Michael doesn't show up, I reschedule because he's kind of half the act, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm good, but I'm better with him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important. One of the things that I'm incredibly passionate about is I teach intuitive development, so I work with people who are connecting with their natural intuition and want to deepen that, want to expand it. And one of the things I always say to students is you've got to tell the truth as you receive it. You tell that truth with love, but you've got to tell the truth as you receive it. And part of that truth is the message is coming through a human vessel. Things happen, I could be wrong. And that's why I never advise people to stay away from anyone who says, I have 100% accuracy, I am never wrong.
Well, they're lying.
There's something wrong. There's something wrong there. Something's off. And you've got to pay attention. How does that feel as you look at that and read, I am never wrong? Does that feel right to you, or does that feel a little off? So I agree with you.
You're so much nicer than I am.
You're
just so much nicer than I am. No, they are flat out lying. You cannot be accurate. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. If you're in human form, you cannot be on all the time. You just can't be. There's life that happens. There's lots of things that can happen. Now, you can say, you know, I have an 80% accuracy rate. I don't say anything. I figure that when I do readings, and I bet you do this too because you're really good. When I do readings, I'm getting information from their divine consciousness, not mine. So sometimes somebody will say, well, what about my ex-husband, or what about my son? And if I'm not getting anything, I'm going to be honest and say, you know what? I'm not getting anything.
Yeah.
I have no idea. And they're always dumbfounded that some psychic would say, what do you mean you have no idea? But I'm going to be honest.
We get in so much trouble in our lives, I think, in general, in every aspect of our lives, taking intuition out of it. When we don't know and we try to cover up or try to posture or try to kind of obfuscate, cloud up the issue, we get in trouble time after time after time. And you can see that in famous people. You can see it in not famous people. You can see it as we make decisions about our lives and we're not telling the truth to ourselves. When we muddy things up, it is always less clear. And when it's less clear, we're less tapped into that divine connection. And when we're less tapped into the divine connection, we don't know.
Michael says it's very, very, very important to understand, do not give or get readings with friends and family. Because emotionally, as a psychic, you're going to try and filter because of it. When I do a reading with somebody, I literally forget 95% of the session with them as soon as I hang up the phone.
Because
it's their information. It's not mine.
Yeah.
You know, and if emotionally a friend of mine says, well, what do you think? I got into trouble with this at a party offering information when I wasn't asked for it and told a woman she was pregnant, didn't know her husband was behind her and that it wasn't his.
Oh!
And so I learned at a very young age, okay, one, you don't offer information, even if you know, unless somebody asks for it. And two, you need to make sure that what you're coming out with, that you absolutely preface it with, I am human, I can be wrong, but this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm getting. and then, you know, let them take it from there. I have people ask me medical questions, and Michael's comment's always, I'm not a doctor. I can feel that there may be an issue with this or this, but go to a doctor now and get it checked.
Can you share with us very quickly how people can connect with you to book a reading to find out more about you?
Oh, sure. It's Readings by Devra, and for everybody, let me spell it. It's D-E-V as in Victor, R-A, readingsbydevra.com or at shirleymclain.com, and I'm under shopping on her site.
Under shopping?
I'm under shopping. You have to click on the shopping tab. But there's a lot of information and dragon energy information, too, on readingsbydevra.com, and I'm also on Facebook under Devra Jacobs, or readingsbydevra.com, or readingsbydevra.
All right. That is wonderful stuff. You know, we talked about that, the presence of that dragon energy in our life with them making, trying to sort of make the world a better place. What do you think is the one thing that Michael, that the dragons want us to know right now? One thought to leave us with.
Quit dirtying up the planet. Because they have to clean it. And then it causes things like tsunamis because they're going through trying to clean the oceans from all the junk that we're throwing in there. Mm. And then humans end up in danger because, you know, they're busy trying to clean the planet and we're busy not paying attention to where we're building, how we're, you know, treating the land and just junk we're dumping.
That is a... Devra, that's a powerful message. Thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, guys. It went so fast.
It did go fast, and it was fun. So thank you, Devra, so much. That was Devra Jacobs. Her website is Readings by Devra. I'm Karen Hager, and if you want to have a look and see, find out more about me, you can do that at KarenHager.com. Dr. Julie Krull will be back with you next week with another wonderful show to help you realize that all things are connected. Please know that I'm sending you many blessings. Thank you for listening today.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and join your genius in synergistic play. This transformative hit show transcends the illusion of separation and activates greater connectivity, deeper resonance, and conscious community. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Krull, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.